The Lord wants us to be joyful all the time. King Solomon says that he loves to thank the Lord constantly, not only at the time of plenty, but in times of want as well. He has nothing but praise for him. Welcome to the translation of the sermon by Apostle Ace Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 20th December 2020. Praise the Lord. The Lord created man on the sixth day after all the other creations. But God gave him the sixth sense, and we all have that. Apostle Paul strived to get the excellence of that sense, and he dismissed all his other worldly things as trash. Psalms 49:20 says, "A man who is held in honor and understands not is like the beast that perish." Beasts of the earth don't have the sixth sense. They don't have laws, and they live in the way they like. They eat, drink, and die, and there is no soul in them. But man has a soul. He has that special sense that tells him what is good and what is bad. If a man doesn't have that sense, he is like the animals. The man who has that sense knows that there is a God. If he doesn't have it, he is no different from the beast. A man who doesn't have the sense of God does things against the rule of God. He dares to trespass. Even some of the prominent people behave that way. King Solomon says this in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." If a man had that knowledge of the Holy One, he would run away from sin. Today, the church is doing the work of creating such awareness in the minds of people. The Lord sees everything. He asked Hagar where she was coming from and where she was going to while she was hiding in the desert. She realized that the Lord sees everything. If a man has the real knowledge of God, he will have the understanding of how to conduct himself in this world. Lord Jesus Christ followed that way of truth and lived on earth as an example. His life always reflected what he preached. Man wants to display his power to the world by earning wealth and gathering a crowd of admirers. But the Lord served his servants and asked them, who is greater, the one who serves or the one who is being served? They said, the one being served. "So be like me," said the Lord. Our commission is to serve others, not served by others. Some people ridiculed the way our church members washed each other's feet. You can wash a few feet, but how can you wash hundreds of people? They asked. Whatever the number, the Lord has shown us the way and we have to follow it. A man called Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, and he climbed up a tree to have a good look at him. Jesus saw him and asked him to come down. When he was talking to Jesus, he felt his past sins crowding his mind. As the Lord entered his house, he said, "This day salvation has come to this house." The Lord has a way of turning anyone like himself if they listen to his words. So we should strive to learn more about the Lord. He asked the Jews, "Can any one of you prove that I am sinful?" Beloved children, the knowledge we have about the Lord is not much. We should endeavor to learn a lot about him. The Lord allows us to have such knowledge. The Lord wants us to taste his greatness. The sad thing is that a lot of people who shined in his knowledge led themselves to fall in sin. A little foolishness led them to their fall. Joseph had chances to get himself involved in sin, but he had the sixth sense that warned him against any such folly, because he knew that he was answerable to the Lord. I would advise our faithful not to get into sinful acts repeatedly and receive the pardon through confession. Remember, you will be carrying the scars of your sins intact, and they will look ugly when you stand before the Lord. The Lord is coming soon. we have to be worthy of being the Lord's bride. You may belong to New Jerusalem Church, but you too have to be careful. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1 says, as dead flies cause even a bottle of perfume to stink, so a little foolishness spoils great wisdom and honor. These are the words of Solomon, who has experienced a lot in his life. A great man of virtue can be brought down to his fall by a little folly. Eli, the chief priest, had sons, but they didn't have any knowledge about the Lord, and they did ungodly things in the temple itself. The scripture says that they were scoundrels and didn't know who the Lord was, so they didn't have the fear of Him. Once a poor man, driven by extreme hunger of his wife and children, decided to climb up another man's coconut tree and get some coconuts. He took his son along with him and told him to alert him if anybody showed up. It was a full moon day. When he was halfway up a tree, his son imagined there was a face in the moon watching down what was going on. So he shouted to his father, "Somebody is watching from above." The father, who was a God-fearing man, immediately realized what he was doing and came down and went home with his son praising the Lord. By the grace of God, the father got a job next day that paid him well enough to take care of his needs. Dear children, we sometimes may come across situations in which we are tempted to sin, but we should hold ourselves tight from falling for it. We should know that it will pass away after a period of time. But if we fall for such traps of Satan, we could lose our dignity and displease God. Satan does these things to spoil the name of the Lord. A lot of people think that they know the scripture well because they have read it many times. That is not true. Reading is one thing and experiencing the Lord is quite another, as theory is different from practice. Sugar can be tasted but cannot be explained. Next, let's read Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9. Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? To children weaned from their milk, to those just taken from the breast. The Lord talks to those who are innocent in nature. The Lord wants us to have the spiritual knowledge. John and Peter had such knowledge to the surprise of the local onlookers. As they were with the Lord, they learned their lessons. They also know how to explain the scripture. The strong food is given to the ones who strive hard to acquire knowledge. Apostle Paul is not an ordinary man. He had learned the law of Moses thoroughly. He was a Greek scholar of distinction. He was so dedicated, he was ready to give his life for the Mosaic law. But Jesus met him one day. From then on, things totally changed for him. Let's read Philippians chapter 3 verses 8 to 11. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with Him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I became righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with Himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death, so that one way or the other, I will experience the resurrection. He was a man with self-righteousness and persecuting the Christians like Stephen. The law that he was good at remains just a statute, and it doesn't have the power to liberate man from sin. But the Lord sent His Son to take the sins of men on Himself, and Paul wanted to serve the Son. One cannot have sin in himself and try to know about God. Whoever has the nature of the child, which doesn't know any guile, has the right mind to know about the Lord. The knowledge of Jesus pushed away everything else from Paul's mind. Our education or our money doesn't matter when you have the knowledge of Christ. There is no joy better than the understanding of Christ. The scripture says that we have been made kings and priests and sing new songs to the Lord. As priests, we should guard our wisdom. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7 says, "For the lips of the priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty." People depend on the priest for advice. We should be their spiritual guides. Our mouth should not utter sinful words. James declares that bitter and sweet water cannot flow from the same spring. To protect us from the devil, we have to wear the armor of God on us. Remember, we have an enemy who tries to stop us from entering the heaven. We should wear the helmet of salvation all the time. Wherever we go, we should proclaim God. We might be good in charity, offering the tithe and other things. These are secondary. Hosea chapter 6 verse 6 says, "I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings." The Lord appreciates the knowledge of himself more than any burnt offering. We should try to understand what the Lord wants us to do before the end of this year. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20 says, "When people escape from the wickedness of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then get tangled up and enslaved by sin again, they are worse off than before. The world is filled with filth. If a man wants to escape the filth of this world, he should have the knowledge of God. Before I was saved, I tried to be in charge of my emotions, but I couldn't do that. We have some knowledge of God, not much, but we know about the things that ought to be controlled. Apostle Paul wanted to do good things, but there were things that went beyond his control. A lot of Christians want to be purified, but they find it difficult to do so. We need to do self-examination and remove the particular aberration from our system." The apostle said that he was carrying the resemblance of God in him. So let no man distress me. Let's use our times to learn about God. Let's take a vow this year. As we offer the tenth of our income, let's offer a tenth of our day's time for the Lord. Get rid of the things that hinder your growth in the Lord. The Lord is coming soon. He gives peace and grace to the ones who keep his statutes. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God, says Peter. As we want to get away from the sins of this world that affect our eyes, thoughts, and dreams, our focus should be only on getting the knowledge of the Lord. As the water flows downhill automatically, the knowledge of God brings grace, and along with comes peace and progress. Some people are proud of their cars and horses, but they were all destroyed. Some people are proud of being known to some politicians or being related to some big shot in the society. The real pride comes from knowing the Lord intimately. Those who boast should boast in His alone, and they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken. Jeremiah 9:24 says, beloved children, we are in the process of knowing the Lord fully. May the Lord help us to understand Him fully and be filled with His grace. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.